3 spine exercises that could ease chest tightness and other symptoms. Do you experience chest tightness or notice your heart racing or pounding? It may be that the real issue has nothing to do with your lungs or heart, but a misalignment in your thoracic spine. The sympathetic nervous system, which runs along the thoracic spine, connects to multiple internal organs. When the thoracic spine is misaligned, it may not only lead to conditions like scoliosis but also contribute to dysfunctions in the respiratory, cardiovascular, and other systems. Thoracic spine misalignment and systemic dysfunction. The thoracic spine plays a vital role in maintaining proper posture and supporting nervous system function. Running along this section are sympathetic nerves that regulate key bodily functions, including heart rate and breathing. When the thoracic spine becomes misaligned, it can compress or irritate these nerves, leading to dysfunction in related organs. This may result in symptoms such as irregular heartbeat, chest tightness, asthma flare-ups, or difficulty breathing. Because of this nerve interference, thoracic misalignments can often mimic heart or lung conditions, even when the root cause lies in the spine, not the organs themselves. Thoracic spine misalignment can involve either a single vertebra or multiple vertebrae. Since the thoracic spine is stabilized and influenced by the rib cage on both sides, misalignments often involve several vertebrae shifting together. A common example is C-shaped scoliosis, a condition in which the spine curves laterally in a smooth, continuous C shape, typically affecting the thoracic region and causing uneven posture or shoulder height. Self-rehabilitation exercises. Effective spinal correction, regardless of which vertebra is involved, requires proper body alignment through exercises. The following self-rehabilitation exercises use targeted positioning, either through the elbows or controlled head movements such as lowering or lifting the head, to help realign the affected vertebrae. These exercises are simple, effective, and can be performed safely at home. Exercise 1, Shoulder Side-to-Side Sway. Steps. Stand in an upright posture. Relax your shoulders and let your arms hang naturally by your sides. Lean your upper body to the left, allowing your left shoulder to drop as your left arm slides gently downward. At the same time, raise your right shoulder and let your right arm glide upward along your side. Lean to the right and repeat the movement in the opposite direction. Repeat the alternating motion for a total of 10 repetitions. The key focus of this exercise is to increase vertical shoulder movement, which enhances the stretch in the muscles and connective tissue on both sides of the thoracic spine. Benefits. The shoulder side-to-side sway can help correct thoracic scoliosis and vertebral misalignment. It is particularly effective for releasing tension in the muscles and ligaments around the upper thoracic spine and the cervicothoracic junction. This, in turn, may help relieve symptoms caused by nerve compression in the lower cervical spine, such as numbness or pain in the hands and fingers, palpitations, and chest tightness. Exercise 2, Prone Shoulder Glide. Steps. Lie face down and use your elbows to support your upper body. Lower your head, and gently alternate your shoulders in a gliding motion, one sliding toward your head, the other toward your feet, for 10 repetitions. Repeat the same motion with your head in a neutral, level position for another 10 repetitions. Lift your head slightly and repeat the movement for 10 more repetitions. Note, keep your head steady throughout the movement, avoid turning or swaying it from side to side. Each head position activates a different section of the thoracic spine. When the head is lowered, the upper thoracic spine vertebrae, located below the neck and behind the upper back and shoulders, becomes the pivot point. With the head in a neutral position, the mid-thoracic spine, positioned behind the middle of the chest and upper ribs, is engaged. When the head is lifted, the focus shifts to the lower thoracic spine, which corresponds to the area behind the lower ribcage and above the lumbar spine. Adjusting the head position localizes the target area within the thoracic spine. The gliding motion of the shoulders then helps mobilize the corresponding vertebrae. When performed symmetrically, this technique may assist in the natural realignment of thoracic segments. Benefits. This exercise targets different sections of the thoracic spine and promotes joint mobility. It is particularly effective in easing chest tightness and restoring thoracic mobility, and may also help alleviate symptoms associated with scoliosis. Exercise 3, Thoracic Side-to-Side Sway. Steps. Sit or stand in an upright posture. Raise both arms to your sides and bend your elbows. With your elbows slightly above shoulder level, gently sway your thoracic spine from side to side for 5 repetitions. Lower your elbows slightly and repeat the side-to-side sway for 5 repetitions. Lower your elbows further and perform another 5 repetitions. Return your elbows to the middle position and repeat the movement for 5 more repetitions. Raise your elbows back to the upper position and complete 5 final repetitions. After completing the sequence in an upright posture, lean your upper body slightly backward and repeat the entire sequence. Many people tend to have a forward-leaning thoracic spine, thus the backward-leaning variation helps counteract that tendency and may even help improve posture in cases of kyphosis. Benefits. This exercise helps improve thoracic scoliosis, a sideways curvature of the spine that affects the mid-back and vertebral misalignment and may relieve related internal organ issues. As you perform the movement, you will notice that different elbow positions engage different regions of the thoracic spine. For instance, raising your elbows to the level of the third thoracic vertebra, located in the upper back, roughly in line with the top of the shoulder blades, and swaying side to side can help mobilize that segment and release tension. As mobility improves in T3, symptoms associated with its sympathetic nerve pathways, such as discomfort in related internal organs such as the lungs, bronchi, and upper chest region, may also be alleviated.